and because of your original identity you are capable of unlimited understanding and knowledge about yourself, about this earth you call home, and those so-called invisible or unseen dimensions that are but a thought away. This great spiritual you has existed in many experiences before your present life and, therefore, brings here not only a dynamic drive to learn but also prior training, as it were, to assist you in your current existence in matter. So do not think you are weak and helpless and ignorant. Not when you have this higher spirit or self to feed you, not when you have assistance and truth as you live each day on the planet. Remember always that you have an intrinsic identity as light and energy, but you must acknowledge this identity and then ask for its assistance. That is the key. This wiser you, massive in its abilities, can only keep in touch with you through your recognition and acknowledgement. Seek and you will find is not an idle comment, I assure you. Nor is ask and it will be given. In this current time of awakening, much of each soul's prior underscore experience and glory will be released to love core participants. This is a gift to those who serve the light. Who are you? You are a spiritual reality living in a physical body because it benefits your soul experience to do so. And in the vast mind of God, the source of us all, a plan for many souls to expand in the qualities of love and devotion was offered you. You accepted this opportunity for growth and expansion because that is the nature of God. For by its division into many parts it moves ever outward and achieves greater power and wisdom as it does. God and you are working together for the good of all, stretching farther and farther into distant regions of consciousness and love. An exciting and noble purpose, is it not? So, then, you live on a planet called Earth which would provide you with the greatest challenge to grow and learn and to realize that your mind is there. 29. That which is experienced in the body is an effect. Unfortunately, many personalities do not recognize their responsibilities and constantly feel victimized by life, or by God, for what happens. But I confide that while there are great beings of love and wisdom who direct the destiny of this planet from what you might call higher or inner dimensions, you are here to learn to use that mind power purely when you are again out of the body. Please think of us in heaven as a compassionate energy or light which supplies guidance and inspiration to you while you are in this process. Thus, you are never alone, day or night, sleeping or awake, if you choose to have us assist in your expansion and perfection. And as you invite God or the angels or any great spiritual master or teacher into your thought, you choose to connect with a wondrous power. This connection moves you quickly and wisely through the experiences of balance and imbalance that exist here on planet Earth to help you learn the control of mind. For if you were to be given a high task in the universe to create on behalf of God, your tiny untrained mind would create havoc, as it does in your own life now. This learning to use mind energy in only a positive way is critical if you are to grow and serve yourself, humanity, the planet, and God in reverence and devotion. How many prayers have come to me saying, "Help me! Help me!" Yet when we of the greater knowing come to you with ways to grow and release your limitations and expectations of how the world should be, you will not follow our suggestions and then your life continues in its misery and woe, its fear, anger, and war. What do you gain from asking for help if you will not follow the very prescriptions we give for understanding life's events and surrendering to the lessons they contain? For the answer is always the same and will always be the same. Love. Purity of thought and action. When the mind obeys the soul in these matters, it grows and advances into even higher levels of usefulness to itself and all of life. Therefore, understand that the things of this earth which you call evil or negative, such as hunger or war or disease, are here to train you in the ways you view these and respond to them, for each soul may be on a different level of perfect mind usage, and these experiences teach bold and oftentimes painful lessons which will never be forgotten. In this way these famines and horrors serve humanity, for they bring separated attitudes and beliefs into focus on 30 identical issues, providing a common curriculum or teaching outline for love and peace. You are here to demonstrate self-mastery in the use of your mind and its thoughts, or you would not be on the planet at this time. Therefore, this is an opportunity which serves a higher purpose than your tiny human personality may realize. It may be difficult to see these events as valuable, as helping you to recognize balance from imbalance, love from fear. Surely you can see that it is difficult to appreciate freedom unless you have been imprisoned or health unless you have been ill. Yet through these various opportunities you grow toward perfection. Perception or clarity of mind sets you free and earns graduation into greater realms of understanding. But you always have two factors to make the task easier and more productive to the soul. First, you have a mind that can be trained to give up all personality judgments and achieve only positive responses to whatever happens in the world. Or at least, it can accept that there is a plan and that if love is given in each circumstance, the result will bring peace. Secondly, you are not alone in this temporary existence unless you choose to be. There is never a time when the infusion of our power and love and guidance is denied you. But should there be an earthquake, for example, it may be impossible for us to get through your self-focused activities which are dearer to you than meditating and finding time to attune yourself to the helping frequency we would use. How many times in your life has your own soul called out to your personality in warning about some activity or decision that is not loving, not appropriate, and can only return you misery? How many times have your personal and specifically assigned guides, whether you call them angels or not, tried to whisper suggestions but you are too preoccupied to listen? How many times have the spiritual teachers come into this barbaric negative mortality to remind you of who you are and why you are here, only to be ignored, misunderstood, or deified into a meaningless ritual where the inner teacher of each person is quickly forgotten or never acknowledged as the key to freedom and joy? I will ask no more questions about this, but remember that your answers will have to be shared one day from your own soul to its teachers. Even I, the Christed One, had many teachers and lessons when I walked upon this tiny planet Earth. And it was all part of the father/mother's plan so that I, 31, could better serve humanity from a place of common experience. This living planet, which is often ignorantly referred to as a rock riding through space, is also part of God's plan for growth and service, for just as you have inner feelings and mental and spiritual aspects, so does she. And in many ways you, the human family, and she, the mother or home of you all, work together to extend life and love in broader and purer ways. Never doubt she has her own destiny and never attack her or you will attack the feminine nurturer within yourself. This is so critical that I say it many times. What you do to any other living thing must result in your own experience of it. And this applies to the mineral kingdom, the plant and animal kingdom, to humanity and yourself, to the higher life forces who are alive in physical form in space, and to all invisible or unseen energies that abound throughout creation. Will you accept, dear ones, that there is great opportunity here in this place of balance and imbalance, this world which reflects what you think? We of heaven realize that if you do not understand the purpose and do not follow the rules, you will suffer pain. Yet through your errors you will gain, for love is the balm for all wounds, and healing is the result you first acquire and then offer others. Many of your holy books and written scriptures tell you that there is an omniscient, omnipresent, and every expanding force, source, or energy which is called by many names in many languages. God will do. Most of these teachings say that this God constantly moves and grows, gaining further power with the development of each being that is a smaller part of the whole. Even your physicists begin to grasp the potential of this concept as they explore the secrets contained in the ether. Space contains a myriad of life forms mostly unknown to you in your extremely limited definition of life. Be cautious how you treat space, and move ever so slowly as if you were in a darkened room filled with precious breakable objects which you must not injure. Part of space contains the extended life energy fields of your own Mother Earth, and she suffers from your space vehicles and weaponry as it blasts through her invisible energy fields. Beware where you step in thought and in form. For is not a flower a star? And is not a star an atom of God just as you are? Be still and listen. Those who do will hear the symphony of stars yet unborn and the truth of God manifesting in directions and ways you, 32, cannot presently imagine. Sound, heat, light and color energy rays are everywhere present, moving unrestrictedly from lighter, higher energy to denser forms. As you learn about these energies, you can earn your place among those who will respect and honor them. Yes, you must be willing to say, "Teach me. Teach me love and wisdom." With this humble request and honorable intention called reverence, you can then be taught as you meditate daily. In the silence you have softer brain waves or mental reception through which we can reach you, both alone and in groups, where the combined power allows a greater influx of love energies and healing for all. The vital impression I wish to impart here is that Earth is a very small planet physically, and is part of a solar system family from whom all are fed by the sun's life energy, even as you place food in your mouth for the assimilation, digestion, and elimination process to be completed in a healthy manner. There are those who laugh at the sun worshippers of long ago, but their clarity of devotion surpasses your own. For who would not extend appreciation to a group of God's creations, or beings, who by their love and willingness feed and fuel the life force of your solar system, Earth and yourself without ceasing? Your two greatest difficulties are free will and, therefore, doubt, and your lack of appreciation for the gift of life and sustaining support to Earth. It is wise to be reverent, for a lack of reverence detracts from your spiritual growth. Do not ignore devotion. Do not doubt God. For the doubter who denies the truth becomes an unloving soul with no appreciation for anything given from the Creator and the other creative energies in their continuing process to make you whole again. Without their love and caring, there is no hope planet Earth's population will return in remembrance and commitment to the relationship originally intended by the central being. While I can share this brief overview of the immense universe in which you have a tiny part, unless you can feel and appreciate it, the information will do nothing to aid humanity's restoration to its former place of wisdom and love. For once the Earth glowed with an etheric light of such beauty that she was known as the jewel of this quadrant of the universe. Will you help regain her former position? To grasp some sense of what I share, please take time on a clear skied evening and just sit and watch all that you see above. Every 33 twinkle of light represents an immense number of life forms, into the billions, even as Earth contains such. Know that the governmental body, the Milky Way galaxy, is the homeland of many great beings, luminaries, energies, and vibrations who have their residence there and who have profound spiritual effect upon planet Earth. Most important to remember is that some souls chose to come to Earth in a mass immigration plan, in a spirit body, to begin this newly made planet about 8 million years ago. The intention was to make it a wonderful learning place within this solar system and this galaxy, a place where love and wisdom would reach a high plane of expression. So you are not here by accident, nor were you always in this dense form which now encases your soul in physical flesh. Most religions speak of a separation or fall in humanity's past, and so there is much I could share about this sinking of consciousness into its present pitiable condition. To avoid guilt, however, is my goal, for it freezes your ability to change and move forward. Therefore, let me just remark that what is gone is gone. Whether you are a fallen angel, rescuer of fallen angels, children of these angels, a visitor from some other starseed, or merely an unlearned or lightless soul, you are needed. Mankind's future depends in large part upon your commitment to have peace and nothing but peace. Let this be our common purpose and opportunity regardless of past history. I say once again that eons ago, when the planet was given life, the goal was for this new creation to rise in glory. As a glowing beacon, she was to exemplify a creation who would honor its source in true adoration and love, but with a developing wisdom as well.